So the more raise the question, Chodim Chodim Yatsye, Teisa Chodim Yatsye, Teisa Chodim Yatsye. So the more says, Hey Teisa, Loi Lichtu Rachmoni Bishtab, Teisa Nahamach, Kesvim Diye, Mal Hanoch, Kesvim Diye, Shkanos Nehuk, Loi nicht brachmone di die, di diese Mehanoch, von Kessel zu Stab, mal Hanoch, schechert, jon und mir Rube. Und loi nicht brachmone di Kessel, di diese Mehanoch, you should learn out Kessel vom starren Weg. So, you could say, no, you can't learn out Kessel vom starren Weg. Du chod mal Hanoch, starren die, schechert, jeschen und bauch hoch. Let's see, so, Stab, is made to be so much of alcohol in the Bible. And beer is going to be woman alcohol. Machine king kessel, so we don't know when kessel being king of alcohol. The retain the kessel name of alcohol, Bomo Rio, Sarachi says Bomo Rio, Balcoho, so Rio, me, Hosholo, me, died. But the issue is still asked. The Ishes nearly Ashba. So we don't find Ishes. And how about, I mean, the fact that the father can be Mikabel, the Dushe, Kesef, Balkoch, or the Bas? Well, the answer is, right now we are discussing if we didn't know that Kesef is Kenya. So then we wouldn't know that the father can be Mikabel, Gdushi Kesef, Balkoch of the Bas. This is what we are trying to deduce from Shtar and Bia. Alright. Chechyesh the Balkoch. Pirish the Kuntres, Bia be Vome, Shtar be Girish, Kesef be Omer of Bia. Kesef be Omer of Bia. So. So, the fact that the father can sell the daughter Balkoho, so that is considered that the king Kesef is effectively in Balkoho, in the Hosho Balkoho, Masho, Mikhres, Pipi Balkoho, in Kimai Koma, Avuni Kame, Kesef, the Ishes, really Ashkon Balkoho. Now, Tesis doesn't test, Ramtam doesn't test the Kashi from here, from Moray, here, because Bish is in the Ashkon. Because here we are discussing the case if the Torah didn't mention Kesef by Bush, and we tried to deduce it from being Shtar, so then I couldn't say Bish is a kasha against the Ishes Mili Ashkenon, because we find that the father can be Mikabel, the Dushi Kesef, from the Mikadesh, from the Baal Koch of the Bas, because we don't even know as yet that an issue is needed in the Kesef. But Amitam asks from the Gemore of Ravune, because the Ravune is deducing it to a Mamotzino, the Kauchina, the Salashovish, from Kesef in Bie, that is another from Shtar Kesef in Bie, that hope is Kine. So then the Gemara says, Malach Salashovish, then Shachyeshna Balkoho, Shachyeshna Balkoho. Kesef Shtar in Bie, so is Yeshnon Be'alkoho, is Yeshnon Be'alkoho. So Mora says, Malach HaRashavish Ben Shechin Yeshnon Be'alkoho. Be'avune Kesef Mie Be'ishes, Lu'yashkon Be'alkoho. So this is what Tam is asking. So why the Ishas Lashkama Boho? If the fact that Subishon, if we say not like Rashi, the fact that the father can ignore the das of the bas, that is not considered Baal Kocho, because the father, the das makne of the father is the Gima Bas. He represents the das of the bas. But according to Rashi, the fact that the father can sell the daughter Baal Kocho of the bas, so that's also considered Baal Kocho. So how would the Gemara say, in respect to Ravune, Kesef Mie Bi Ashkechon, Mie Bi Ishes Li Ashkechon, Bi Al Kocho? But why not? We do find Kesef, that the father can be recovered. Here we already know that an issue is in the Kesef, and that the father can be recovered Dushi Kesef from the Baal. And we are trying to reduce the Chubi scheme. So how can we learn out it's a Rashovet in Amnotzinu from Kesef Shtaron Bie, but Kesef Shtaron Bie, the three Nirambi, so have the Chumre that they are effective in Baal Kocho, but they are effective even Baal Kocho, Mashenki Chupe is not effective Baal Kocho. So the Gemara said, Avune, Bishes, we ask from Baal Kocho, Kesef, Bishes, we ask from Baal Kocho. But if the fact that the father can ignore the Das Abbas is also considered Baal Kocho. So we find it Bishes, that in the fact that the father can be recovered from the Baal Kocho, from the Bas. So why would the Gemara say here, Kesef, Bishes, we ask from Baal Kocho? Mai kommen Rabun, wie kann ich jetzt nicht nur als von Baal Kocho? Aber wo kann ich bin, kann ich jetzt nicht Baal Kocho? So what must we say? That is not considered Baal Kocho, because the father represents the Das of the Bas. Das of the Bas. So how can we say here that it's Yeshno Baal Kocho, the king of Kesef, is effective Baal Kocho in the fact that the father can sell the Bas? But the fact that the father can sell the bus without the approval of the bus doesn't mean anything, because the father represents her bus. They may have come, keep the open, keep the koe, the hoshabaho, keep the shoe, the Shalom, some melee, but the same kashi is here too. Gabi, in Kira Sondon Vrio, in Tema Mikinere on Koma Kestam Isabu Mudri Baal Kocho, Hayov Mechom Gaite, Hayov Mechom Gaite. So, Hayov Mechom Gaite, Yishlima, the Hochepon. Kesef ise di omo baal kocho, ki bin shodin yai di soit vio ke kesef di knoso, baal kocho shalom, u baal kocho shalom. Not like Rashi, who says baal kocho means the fact that he can sell baal kocho on the bars. That is not considered baal kocho, because the father is in kima bars. And it's not baal kocho on the father. But the fact baal kocho means the fact that the organ can be the Kaddish Dovol Vio without the approval of the Bas and the approval of the Father. Now, but the question is, the Gemara says, the Dafites, Ashalo Yoado, Yulame Chetzor, Yoado, Midaito, so Amutam has his own shot. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam in the Pshat in the Gemara. You see, according to the Rambam, sobre ignorescens, i dafutes, asho lo yoado, milame i chetzon lo yoado midaito, that the consent of the bas is lacking for the effectiveness of the dushyot of the youth. Of the youth. Even though it does, when is the old Yaya that the past don't know feel while she is still in Tano? Because the moment she becomes a dealer, she produces desires, so she's into the chaos. So he can be behind her only before she becomes a dealer. And the das of the Tano is no das, but here the philosophy is that the das, the consent of the Tano, even though generally speaking it's not considered as das of the Kotli Tano, but here it's Miyak. Here it's Miyak. That's the Shigas Rambam. But Rambam Tam says no. When the Gemara said Ashalu Yadu, the Lame Chitzorek Liyadu Midaito, it only means he has to inform her that he is Miyayin. He cannot be Miyayin her without telling her, without informing her. But he doesn't require consent. There's the machlekes between the Rambam and Rambam Tam in regard to the Pshat and the Gemara. Asher lo yoado milame chetzorek liyoado midaito. According to the Rambam, it means it requires her consent, even though she's a Tano, and the court of the Tano means he has to inform, but he doesn't require a person. So the Rambam Tam says, when the Gemara says here, she is Yeshnam Be'al Kocho, it's not like Rashi Yeshnam Be'al Kocho, because the Mechive of the Bas can take place Be'al Kocho. The Mechive of the Bas, Be'al Kocho of the Bas, doesn't mean Bal Kocho because the father is Mechim Abbas. So it's not considered Bal Kocho. The Bas is in the shoes of the father. So Mele, it's not considered Bal Kocho. But it means the fact that the order can be Yayin Bal Kocho of the Bas. And the father. So it doesn't require Das. So in other words, So that is the Chumre. That is the Chumre that takes place in knowing Kesef. That is effective. That sometimes the Kesef, let's say in the case of you, so the Dushnis are the Kesef, so it's effective even without the Das of the Bas and the Bas. The Holy Omer Kama Shriyado Shitor Yado, Midaito, Lushitor Vasis Matei, El Shitor for you, Dio Shamish Dush Yab, Yakogab Domin Kama Yishes Mir Yashkihane, Ubihai Gamish and Yayid have the Yishes, Nikoma came with clearly Wakas and Mishkinches. Mishkinches. Yishki Yashkin Kirshan. The father is a Koro Balkoro. מחילה שלו מובריאו, שחיבו לו, ואם הוא יסוב אז דאס, והוא יסוב מסרציס, אבל הוא שקטנו, לאף חיבו לו, כמו אם מחילה, בסעיף אימן של נוסף, אם הוא יסוב אז דאס, הוא יסוב מסרציס, וכל שלא אומר, and some say the crash is not good for him, because there is a difference. The fact that the father can sell the daughter to an order without the consent of the daughter, that shows that the das of the daughter is ignored completely. Mashalikin, the fact that the father can become a Dushin for the daughter, without the daughter's das, that doesn't mean that it's Balkoko, because Dushin is something that is advantageous for the das. And if she had been a dealer in all probability, she would be happy to get her to be the Meshes. Right now she will come. So in other words, some melee it's not considered Bauhoch. When it is something that if the Ktano had been Hadas, she wouldn't want it, so then it's considered Bauhoch. But if the circumstances are such that if the Ktano Hadas, she would give a consent, but now she's not in a position to give a consent, so melee, that's not considered Bauhoch, because the father knows best what is best for the law. So maybe it's not considered Bauhoch. Alright, now you can start ignoring of Abu. Amar Abu Ehem, Hupikin and Likawachin. Now what is Hupi? We know that Hupi affects the soul. What is Hupi? There are so many Rishikis and the meaning of Hupi. So many Rishikis say that Hupi means Yichud. Yichud, the fact that the Chosin and Likawachin go to the Amsiyah. The Arishim who say that. The Arishim who say that Chupe is not Yehud. But Chupe means the fact that the husband takes her to his house to live with her permanently on a permanent basis. That's Chupe. That's Chupe. In other words, that means when he takes in the house. In other words, what is called in English a common law wife, without any maisekushin. But you know, the fact that a man and woman live as husband and wife on permanent levels, the permanent level, that's the fact that he is miyachid her for him as his wife. That the Shittas Rambam means that Chupe includes both elements. First of all, Yehud Mamesh, and also the fact that he is Machnisal Yisrael Beisa. Now, הרמב״ם פרק י' מלכת אישס, הלוך הארוך. הארוסו, אסור לו לומר לו, מדברי סייכו. כל זמן שהיא די סביר. ועבור הארוסו סי די סחמו, מה כאילו יסי מה כסמר? ואפילו אם קיצ'ו בידיה, אוסו ללובי או לא יודי ישביר די סביר, עד שיודי ירסו בסרפי סי, Via Yisyachidimo, via Prisenuloi. Two elements. Chupe includes two elements. Yichud Mamesh and Yachvisenuloi. So actually, it's not that it consists of two elements. I expressed it that way. But what it means is, he set her aside as his wife. What do you mean, set her aside? So, until he has privacy with her, so it's not considered that he was mafkis her to him. And so when is it considered that he already was mafkis her, he set her aside for him as his permanent wife, if he had privacy mamish for her. But just to have privacy for a moment, without setting her aside, you know, it seems wild on a permanent level, that's not Chupe. So Chupe means actually the fact that she's Miyuchedesim. She's Miyuchedesim to him and to no one else on a permanent level. In other words, that doesn't mean that he has to keep her a little boy. Let's say the next day he decides to divorce her or something else. But Bishaite, he has to have the intention to set her aside, to take her as his wife, and in a permanent way. And a permanent way. So until he's Yisyachim also, so Mele, so the Yisemele is not complete. This is the Shita Sarah. So in other words, we have so far three Shittas. One Shita is that Chupen means just here. The fact that the husband of the Kaleh going to a movie, you know, for a few minutes, and they are alone, that's hope. And then there's another shita, it means the fact that he sets her aside, his mouth. The Rambam, it means though. In other words, it means your base is your base, you is Yahweh, Yahweh. But then these are the three major shita. And then there are certain shittas of shame in regard to the identity, the definition of hope, which on the surface sound very strange. Now let's see the Lashon HaShulchan in regard to the identity of hope. What is hope? Simen Nun Hei. Paruso Asuro Vailom Besetrim Kol Zman Shi Beis Adio. The Abbal of Russo say it is Kol of Makas Mahavi. Then the Rambo says that's not our concern right now. The first time we read the Rambo. The second time is our concern. But we'll go over it. But to be Yichud Asuro Lohin Rosho Marusso say by Sechot and Bok and Zayim Rochas from Yisiyahad. Yishenu Deiro Yodha Biyahad Shom Yitzit Zeh Bzeh Vafu Yishiduch Tileres Mishwa. Apilu, not in Chav, Apilu in Kitcha Bibir, also Lai Lobi Olel. Biyo Shiyo Bishiyo Achi Yodhe Yisho Yisiyo Beise Yisiyahid Imo Yisiyahkisem Olo Kuz Loshi Yizet Ez Losh Kavam. The Lord is testing good both. The Yichud Zehu Amikho Kniso Yichud. Now, he calls it Yichud, even though it's not just mere Yichud going into him. It means he has to set her aside, his wife, he has to bring her to his house. The answer is, Yichud here is not used in the sense of having privacy for a few moments together. It Yichud means the fact that he's Yachid her, as his wife and permanent love, Yichud Zehu Amicho Kniso Lechupo, Yamicho Nisui Lechomboke. That's the Shinas Aram. Ba'abwala Rusosi Nishi Nisui, Acha Shikicho, Nishi Yarebo, that's the Gemore, that we made in Vomis, that we learn now it is a Shoven, Herobo, and you know. אני לא פורד, הוא אומר, איתה לא קיחה קיחה מסר, לא, את הרוי הסכנה, לא, קיחה קיחה, פעם הרייס, פעם החייסי, איש כי איתה כזה חייסי, ואיש כי איתה חישון, so we learn now that just as כבי הרייס, so מי שהר בו, so is חיי, so here too, מי שהר בו, so is כן, מי שיאגר בו קונו, Nasis Nisur, weil die Ishtiyo Chodomo, and this Rabbi Nissim Goyim explains it in Dushin. This Gemara is referenced not to be as Dushin, but to be as Nisuni. So this is what Mechaba says. Mishiyaro Kokono, the Nasus Kusuo, Barei Tishti Chodomo, Mitzor Rivorich, Birkas Hassani, Bisachoson, Ke, Bisachoson, Kidema Nisuni. Now, so what did Mechaba say? That what is Nisuni? Nisuni is Sui. Yodvio is so is your base, the Siachimo, the Akusen. The Yehudzeu and Kokisal. That is the Sarama. So the Hamor says, the Yeshayim, the Chupo ain't a Yehud. It's not the Yehud of bringing her to the house and being Siachim with her and being Mafisher as his wife and a permanent brother. The chupein yichud, elokol sheivio achosnu libeisi lishenisun. In other words, so there is one shiteh that chupe means just like what you know chosn kalu do in the wedding hall. We go into the empires for certain moments. That's one shiteh. And then there is one shiteh that it means just havor yisrael beisei. So in the last, havor yisrael beisei, so that involves privacy also? Well, sometimes not. Suppose he gets married and then he brings her already yisrael beisei and there is a full house because of the occasion. So there is no yichud. There is no yichud, and they don't go into a separate room all by themselves. So that then it will not be nisuyim. The chupo in yichud, according to the Rishonim, who say that it must have privacy, must involve privacy. But there is the shita of the Ramis, the chupo in yichud, or kol sheivio achosnu libeisei shenisuyim. Even though the bias is a full house with people celebrating, you know, the marriage. So it's still considered pursuing the form of the Ram. If there was a voyeur yisrael beisei, I'll tell you, you see, I was once mocked in my death, but now I realize that I get myself into arguments with people. So I don't make it as an issue. But for many years I was makpid that the Chosn, now when the Chosn consults me on all the details, so I tell him to do that. But I don't want to make it an issue because no one does it, so I don't want, you know, to be in the last meeting. But for many years in Chicago, whenever I was beside a Dushan, so I insisted that the Chosn should pay a certain, let's say, happy dollar, let's say, dollar, I mean, it doesn't matter, for the Yichud, because there is a Shittes of Hashem that Yisun means Havor Yisrael Beisei now, and we are trying to have chupah. In the wedding hall, it should be in Yisur before she comes home, you know. It should be in Yisur right after the dush, you know, after the dush. Some male, if it's not his yichud, some male according to the ranch hite, so there is no nisuin as yet. But if he pays a dollar to the caterer, you know, for the yichud, so it's like renting it for a few hours, that room. So the fact that is nisyachim, he goes into the room with the kaleh, so there is hachnosa nisyachim, even the kodesh nisyachim. So, I used to insist on that. And then people who don't know the Shita Sarashayim started to argue and doubt. So I became tired, you know, of explaining to every Rav, I mean, why I insist on that. So if a Chosin doesn't counsel me, I don't tell him that. So she will not be in Yisroel right after the Christian. So she will become in Yisroel later on, I mean. But for many years I was marked on that. Now I am not marked on that. Because I don't want to appear, you know, unusual. But that was the reason. Because of the Shita Sarashayim. And that sounds very strange. The Chahupo Hishepeosin Suderal Reisho Bishasa Broche. The Chupo is what we call the Deco. You know, we have the Bedeckel. We have the practice of the Bedeckel. What is the Bedeckel? The Chosin goes to the Kale and he pulls down the veil on the head of the Kale. Pierce Nasuda Orish. So it's not just a minek, you know, like Tash. A minek, nice minek. No. There is a Shita Sarashayim. That's Chupah. That's Chupah. Now we can ask, it sounds like a very strange Shita, that because why do we say that? Because it's mentioned in connection with Rivka, that Yitzchak pulled down the veil upon Rivka. So Mele, that is, according to some Rishonim, Habis Yosef in here. Joseph mentioned such a thing. Now the question arises, if that is the reason for the practice of the Bedekum, the so-called Bedekum, when does the Bedekum take place? Before the Krishna or after the Krishna? Before the Krishna. I haven't seen any wedding where the Bedekum should take place after the Krishna. I mean, there would be a basis. But no one is going to do that. To make such a change, one has to be Godlato. I mean, Chaim Briske was in a position to make the change, but he didn't make the change because he didn't want, you know, to change the general procedure. So the hope for this Yisrael, that the Deco takes place before the Bishop. Then after the Deco, they go to the hope. And then the Bishop. So the question is, what is the whole purpose? What is the whole purpose of the deck? Because the Shishis are ashamed that that's Chupah. Chupah has to take place after Krishna, before, not before. So what is Chupah? Chupah, first of all, except for the Rav, all the Shishim passed not by Kabbalah. Chupah is not king. So what can Chupah accomplish? Chupah can only accomplish, it can only be gainer, the king of Mishas. In other words, when she's the Kudeshes, but she's not his Ishokor, in other words, the husband can still not Yashner, you know. There are certain things that an Ahuso, so the husband does not have those chusim, and then after nisuin he has this chusim. So chupah by definition consummates the kinyanishes. It's the gmar. That's why the Gemara calls chupah gemaris. Chupah is not kinyan. Chupah is only gainer of the kinyanishes. So how is a child to say gainer of the kinyanishes before the Kishon? What is it gain? What is it gain? So it goes without saying that, let's say, now according to the Rishonim, that Chupah means the Bedekum, and the Bedekum takes place the Bedekum takes place before the Mishnah, the Chofetz Chisroel. I haven't seen a wedding. Then I was present at all kinds of weddings, Slavic weddings, German weddings, all kinds of, you know, but I never saw such a minhag that the Bedekum should take place. The Bedekum should take place after it. I never saw it. So apparently, and the Israel in the course of generations have acquiesced, let's say, that they did not advise it, but at least they acquiesced in that practice of the Bedekum taking place before the Mishnah. So apparently, and what's the whole purpose of the Bedekum? To be eating that chicken, the Joseph mentions, that the Bedekum is the chuppah, but how can the chuppah take place before the Mishnah? So it's not such a bad question. I mean, even though it's small. Now, if I wouldn't know that there is a machlokes shame on that point, and if it would be a new question, and somebody would say that chuppah can be affecting before the Mishnah, I would say it doesn't make sense. How can we say there is a shita of the Rambam and the Torah that chuppah can take place before the Mishnah? So we don't understand it, we don't understand it. There are many things we don't understand, but there is such a shita as a shita. So that's the reason as to why we have the practice of making the decor. Making the Bedekum before the Dush, of making the Bedekum before the Dush. Why? Because the Shita of the Rabban and the Ritvah in the Dush is that Chuppah can be affected in the Dush. But that goes without saying. It doesn't mean that according to the Rabban and the Ritvah, so when the Chosin pulls down the veil on the head of the Kaleh, so at that time she becomes his Nisua. How could she become his Nisua? She is not even his Arusha as yet. She is still a stranger to him. So how can she become his Nisua? In other words, so the effect of pulling down the veil is Lachasma. If the host pulls down the veil of the Kaleh before the Kedushin, then when he gives the Hadat Abbas, so then she becomes a Nisuyeh. But she doesn't become Nisuyeh before the Kedushin. That's a child. How is a child to say a Nisuyeh without Eras? Nisuyeh by definition means the Gmar of the Eras. Their essence doesn't consummate the Kinyanishas. And the Nisuin finalizes his game of the Kinyanishas. She is his wife, the Cholad Mo. So according to the Rambam and the Ritual, according to the Rambam and the Ritual, that chuppah can take place before Dushen, it doesn't mean it's effective immediately. It is effective l'achad Dushen. But one could say, he has to have another chuppah. So that's the shite of the Rambam and the Ritvah, he doesn't have to make another chuppah. It is effective. But if he only becomes effective, she becomes Nisua, as a result of the chuppah taking place before the Dushan, she becomes a Nisua immediately after the Dushan. That's why we do it that way before the Dushan. Because it's not that we pass like this case of shame, that the chuppah Nisuin consists of the man. We are chesed, there is such one shita. It's a shita siyokha. But we are chesed for the shita siyokha also. But in view of the fact that it is only Shitas Yochi, so we can rely on the Shita, the Ramban, the Ritva, that Chuppah can take place before the Mishnah. So it's effective immediately after the Mishnah. Now, יש אמין דחופן יהודו כל שהביא החוסון לפייסו של נישואי יש אמין שהחופו משפייסו סודר על רישו בישל הברוך בישל הברוך and you see apparently from the רמוז לושן and the שוס לושן it's משמה that the דירס הראשונים in the early days that the decking took place in Korea, because when it takes place today before the Yushin, so there is no bracha. Apparently, in the early days, the Dekong took place later. I mean, Bishav the Yushin. In other words, at the time when he said the bracha, I don't know name which bracha. Does it mean the Glacasiris? So then it's still the Polish. Or it means the Glacas Nisun. The Ramon doesn't say which Broch. But whatever Broch it is referenced to, apparently in the days of the Ramon, it did not take place so early before the Gushin completely. If Shabbat Brocha means the Shabbat Brocha, as you know, was Shakur Bol, Chvede, so then it's already after the Gushin. If Shabbat Brocha means, as Rishon says, it's one of our ways, and since we pass on the Rambam, that Brocha is recited before the Gushin, so it's still before the Gushin. But it's later than the way it takes place today. Today it takes place, you know, maybe half an hour before the Gushnis. After the Bedekungs, and then they start marching. Here in America, you know, it takes a long time. So in Europe, it really takes a long time. But in Europe too, the Bedekung took place before the Gushnis, before they marched to the Gushnis. So marching. Why? Was it instituted that way? I don't know. I don't understand. But you see that the Din Yisrael, I mean, that practice has taken place probably for 200 years. It's true that the Ramo says, Bishat HaBoch, but the Ramo lived more than 300 years ago. But I think that for the last 200 years, the practice, the universal practice has been to make the Bedekung a considerable time before the Gushin. So, in other words, how can it be explained on the basis of the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva? That Chuppah can take place even before the Gushin. So then it is effective immediately after the Gushin. The Yeshen Rim, the Chuppah's Tzulon Mishiyotzis bin Numo. The Almono Mishin Siachal. In other words, what does the Numa mean when she goes out with the veil hanging down on the shoulders? That's the reason as why every town has a big veil hanging down on the shoulders. There's a reason. Because according to one Shite, these are Shitsiok. It's a very strange Shita, that should be Chuppah. Okay. The Amunet Poshut Achshov recurs, and then there's another Shita. And that's what is called Chuppah, the Loshon Yodom. What do we call Chuppah, the Loshon Yodom? The canopy. So there is such a Shita too, that the Chuppah is the canopy. Now, when the canopy spread out at the time of the Gushin. So that's the Chuppah. והמילק פה של עכשיו מתחיל סופו מוקים שמכניסים יריות חוצו על גבי קונוסלס in other words a certain piece of material ומכניסים תחתו החוסן והקלו ברבי ubicace ciò, ubivoci ciò via castella sin sui, va a che mi dice mi son mi penso, veiche in viachat, mi mochi ciò tua, di se a cupo a mi egli. What we call cupo, di cane? What you see, the rapporto di pensi giorno di cane. Intorno di pensi giorno di cane. In other words, you see, there are certain rabbonim, especially Gerim rabbonim, they are so machmir in these things and are doing much more than carrying in Shabbos. They are very likely, you know, to be made of carrying in Shabbos and set up a unit in a city where the Shishim is there. But has shown that the canopy, instead of material, should consist of flowers, wood. It's like being matran shishish. It doesn't make sense, you see. I heard from my father. My father said, what? I mean, what is it? I mean, the canopy that's prepared. I mean, that is prepared. I mean, how do you conceive that? So my father said, that's the reason as to why the Rambo, the Abunik Poshu, the Ashok, which is Kupo, Mokim Shemach, Nisim, the Rio, Kuso, Al-Gabi, Kinosis, ומכניסים תחתיו החוסן והקלו ברבי ומקצו שם ומבורכים שם ברסירס נישואים ובחקים מליחים איסון ובייסון ואיכלים ביחד מוקים צודיוע וזה החופו הנהג זק. It's a strange question. וזה החופו הנהג זק. What do you mean הנהג זק? חופי is חופו. So it's not trying to say Hanihei is action. It's a chupe. Why? He's just trying to tell us that that's the dinim. You know what I mean? The Rambo tells us dinim. In other words, the Rambo is trying to explain how could that affect Nisui? How could that affect Nisui? So the Rambo explains actually the real chupe means Yafrisem, Rishi, as the Rambam says. You see, the Rambam mentions three separate elements. He should bring a Torah out to his house, he should have privacy with her, and Yafrisem, Rishi, what is it? It's three ingredients. Three ingredients in Isui. Isui means the fact that he is Mafrisem. He sets her aside, he's Yachavah. As his wife. But if it doesn't have these three elements, so it's not considered that he was Mafrisher as his wife. So the fact, you know, today the minhag is, that's what Rambam says, the universal practice is to symbolize the fact that the chosan decided to be Yachider as his wife by grabbing a canopy, by setting up a canopy over the place of the Dushan and the recitation of the Borges, and to eat, and then they eat biyachat. So that's why consists of the fact that he was Yachidar as his wife. But this Yachidar as his wife is symbolized by certain things. What is the custom? The custom is to be symbolized by a canopy and so on. So mainly we don't have to say, I mean, it is material that. If that is the minhag to make a canopy out of flowers, so just as good. What's the yichas with material? It's the same thing. And it's not this setting up of the canopy that is nisuin. The nisuin consists in the fact that he is miyachid her as his wife. Not just yichud in the sense of wives. See, the fact that he is miyachid her as his wife, but that is symbolized by the child. And that's how it action. You see, if it hadn't been the minute, so it wouldn't constitute hafosheliste. Why does that constitute hafosheliste? Because that's the minute to symbolize and to express the fact that he decided to be mafris her as his wife by setting up again. All right. That's why he says, "Vizeh achupo hanihedes achshav." Hanihedes achshav. In other words, what Rabbi is saying: suppose it hadn't been the universal practice to make nisuin that way, and then one would think all of a sudden, he will make that wedding that way. It wouldn't be so. Why is it nisuin? Because it's the universal practice to symbolize the decision to be mafkis her as his wife by setting up. Now look into the Chalkas Mechekik in Siman Nun Hei, Sif Tes. The Chalkas Mechekik was also Bada. In other words, how is it that we have the practice of making the Bedekon, before the Bush, what kind of Nisuin together? Vamunek Poshet Achshof Yitrechum, Ayn Bibach, שאונו נהגים כדברי קולו. נראה את רמו mentions that our community is just to treat the canopy as hope. But he says, but now, after he's a rambo, he is to do everything. שאונו נהגים כדברי קולו. ובבבי, כי שנחס הרי שקלו, זה הינומה, ונתכו חופה. I know, so apparently in the days of the Bach, so the Bedekon took place ours, at least among us, so it takes place a short time just before the march to the Chuppah, the march to the Dushmis. But in the days of the Bach, so the Bedekon took place early in the morning, and the push to place later in the afternoon. It didn't matter, as long as that was the meaning. Shono miyadi kidre kulom, uvabekia kishinachasin rei shakalo, zei nume vinit kochupo lidasa tesis, I know, kosam is it. Uvkomo kinire poshu, kolt manshali niskacho, in chupo kenye kin na push, rakesh niskacho, נקרייס למפריע ניסור מדעס התיסס. Now, even though he uses the Russian למפריע, he doesn't mean, let's say, suppose the Dushi took place at 6:30 and the Bedekon took place at 5:30, let's say. So he doesn't mean, the Chalkas Mechekik doesn't mean that she is considered a Nisur as a 5:30. How can we say that before the Dushi being sure? But suppose has to show him she is Mizami, you know, after the Bedekun and before the Dushi. It's ridiculous. It's inconceivable. What he means on Afreya, he didn't use the expression in Afreya in a very strict sense. He means on Afreya that he doesn't have to make another chuppah after the Dushi. But he really, in Mafreya, the Chalkas Mechekik means that once the Bedekon took place in the morning, So then when the afternoon is used as a bas, she becomes as of the moment of the tabas, so she, the kabbalah is a tabas, she becomes in this. That's what he means in mafreya. He doesn't mean in mafreya, she is in the suah l'chol advorim. L'chol advorim. L'chol advorim is a word in the moment. Udasho apostim, that Nisuin Zihu, or Mamish, you feel is your basic. So then, we need no one to see Achinisiyarin Yachad Acha Kupo, the Echlim Shom, be walking to Noah. The Echlim Shom be walking to Noah. The Echlim Shom be walking to Noah. So, now, how is it now? Today's practice is that the Chosim B'Kalo don't eat the Mokim Tzenuah. I mean, they eat together with all the guests. With all the guests. So then it should not be considered a Nisuah with all Hashikas. He mentions which Eichol the Mokim Tzenuah. The answer is, it's wrong. That might be the implied criticism against the practice in certain Hasidic chasanas where the Chosim and Kalo don't sit together in the wedding. But, so it might be a criticism, I don't care. Anyway, so the answer is that if the Chosim and the Kalo sit together, so that's also considered B'mokim Tzenuah. So B'mokim Tzenuah means by themselves, not together with everybody else.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So if they have the practice of the cows sitting among the women. Certain Hasidic weddings, you see it. The cow is sitting among the women and the horse is sitting among the men, so then it's a good minhag that they should eat cake in the yichud. But if the horse and cow is sitting together, so that's also more concerned.
We sat together.
Right?
We sat together also.
Okay. I can do it. Now, so on that question as to whether chuppah can take place before kushin is a machlokes hashem. The Ramban and the Ritva in Dushin say the Mishnah Melach points it out in Pirkei. So the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva in Dushin Daf Yavin, Yudalev in Dushin Daf Ches, the Sugya of Trilas Pirkei Yisrael, what you have Ches, no? Daf Yud in Dushin is that chuppah is effective before kushin. But when it's effective, it doesn't mean that it's effectively, in other words, l'mafreya mamish. It means once the chuppah takes place, after the chuppah takes place before the kushin, and then is mikadisher, so the moment of the kushin, she becomes a nisur. This is what the Chalkas Mechekik means by the Mafreya. Alright. Where did the Ramban say that? If the Mora says, the Mora has an Abaye, a few Dushin, whether it was via Kene or Israel via Kene. It might not be Kene. So the Mora mentions two now. One of them is, we can go to the Kaddish, a Tzulo, the Bia. that Elohim is Isha Mitzvah Olita. So the King Godly has to marry Tzua. He cannot marry Bula. Can the King Godly be Kaddish and Isha Bidin? If we say that he has been Kenya, so the Nekin Kodu is allowed to be Kaddish, Ipsula Bidin. Because the time of the Mabri is considered as a separate being. So really, at the time of the Mabri, so she's already his wife. So he's not marrying Ibn. But if we say Sobi came, then the King God is not allowed to be Kaddish, it's so of being. Because when is he can marry, when does she become his wife? Time with Mabi, but with Dagoye she is still not his wife. So that means at the time of the Mabi, he is poor. And a woman who is already a poor, she poor Satsme. So poor Satsme is also a Salatina. That's what the Gemara says. So, in other words, suppose, let's say, a King Godel was Mikadish Yitzhak, and then what he didn't make his Suin as yet, and then he was born. All right, so Sarah, well, so she is home, and his mother is all right, so he didn't have there. And then he was born, so he's not allowed to be Mesia, because Bula Satsme is also Sarah. That's what the Morris is in the Morris. That the Isia of Isha Israel Nikach applies to the Nisun, not only to the Dushan. Even if at the time of the Dushan she was in Psula, but if at the time of the Nisun, at the time of the Nisun, she is the Bula, is not allowed to be Nisir. So really the Rambam is a Kashi. Why does the Gemara say, not to be a Likin Godu Likabi Yidiyeh? So if we say, so be a Kene, the Likin Godu cannot be Likabi Yidiyeh. But if we say, Tchilas be a Kene, he can be Likabi Yidiyeh. Why should he be able to be Likabi Yidiyeh? Even if we say Tchilas be a Kene, So Tchilas Bikin and Maskonot Gimbole, the deity only affects Tchilas, not Nisur. So Mele, by the time of Nisuyin show, that she'll certainly be a bullet. Even if we say Tchilas Bikin, a Kingbody should not be allowed to be Kaddish, a Tsulam. That's the Rambam's Kashmir. And in the Teret, if we say Tchilas Bikinye, so then there is a situation when it would be muta for a king Guru to encourage the being. Let's say he made the Nisuyin before the Krishna, and then he'll be encouraged the being. If we say Tchilas Bikinye, so with the Tchilas Bia she'll become his Nisuo, then when he makes the Nisuyin, she shall already be his Nisuo also. So Agavukhe, the Ramban mentions in the Teretz that Nisuyin is effective even before the Krishna. But of course, the pshat is, as the Chavetz Mechetik says, it means that once Dush takes place, so then she becomes a Nisuah. The Chavetz Mechetik uses the Roshni, L'mafreya, but it doesn't mean L'mafreya Mamesh, as of Nisuah, it means as of the Dush. It doesn't require, it's not required to make another Chuvah. And the Ritvah says the same thing as the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Melachim to give you Hasishes, so he mentions Teisves in Gomezach Yuzayim, the first Teisves, Yuzayim and Teis, where Teisves implies that Chupe has to take place after the Krishna, and the Chupe takes place before the Krishna. So then it's not effective. So he has to make another Chupe. Because that's null and void, the chuppah before the Kiddush. And the Kiddush HaRashba in the promise also, Dr. Zion, says the same thing, and then he mentions in the name of Rabbi Meruchem, the Mishnah Malach, in the Rambam Perekud Luchasishes, that if the chuppah took place before the Kiddush, so another chuppah has to take place, so we have a machlekes v'sheinim. No, on that question. Amar Avuneh Chupa Kedim Kal Vachemeh. Ma Kez Vimach Mutchume Keine. Chup, so Kesef is Kal. Kesef is not so effective as Chupa. Because Keset is not capable to be Machal Mitzuma. So still it is Kene, so Chupat is Chomu, that it's Machil, so certainly is Kene, he didn't check it yet. Because it's a Machil, I mean, I say, Vom Mahulet Vartil, Arus Pat Yisroel, Echal, Yitrum Hashem, Rekein, Yitkin, Nefesh, Kien, Kaspe, Vaikein, Kaspe, Umatam, Omru, Itartil, so it's not Echal, it's Achus, Askeen, is not the chalas b'tchumo actually comes from Chupo. That's the rabbon. Zere shemoy yimzug lo keiz di beisavio itashkeno lo achiro lo achizel. Poi choch uma keze shein negeine is keine. So kesef is not so effective. Kesef cannot be geine alo yitzio b'shusavio b'ma yisiyodeo b'shoso. Is keine. So, keset that is relatively kal, it cannot be gained, it cannot consummate the kinyanishes. It can only affect dush, but not be gained of the kinyanishes. So, still, it is capable of being gained or affecting dush. So, chupesh viveres can even consummate, so certainly it can affect the initial kinyanishes, in the din shetik, mal kesef chachibuyne, deshes mais hasheini. So maybe kesef, even though in one respect it's karma, but it has the chumre. It is effective in being a vicious as a shame. So that's why it can be kinyan also. But chumre does not have that chumre of being capable of being paid a vicious as a shame. So my lady is not kinyan. Be it a chiyah. Be it. So be it. Also is kinyan. Mau bin ich ein Kind, wie ich wohne, kesset ich hier, alle Rabbi, nur wie ich sich lese, nur wie ich sich lese, hat er schon ein Schäber. Ich kenne die Arme, die kenne ich kam, hat er nur auf die Kuppe, ich kenne die Arme, die kenne ich kam. Mau ist er schon ein Schäber, ich kenne ihn an der Osson, die Rube. Stahne ich hier. Ich soll es erkennen, es ist nicht an der Osson, die Rube. Mau ist da, ich kann nicht sehen, was ist euer, so ich weiß, der Trommel. Ich kann wohl, es kann effekt, geht dir nicht. Gestern bin ich hier. Don't have that Trommel, es will der Kind. Wir haben gerade nur diese Krise, nur diese Krise, hat er schon gesagt, ich kann die Augen, die kann die Hand. So learn out, in der Mazzino, von Kessel, Starren, Bier. So they are relatively calm. Relatively cow, we cannot be gainer. And still, they are kainer. So chupe, that is relatively homo, it can be gainer, the king wishes. So certainly, should have that effect of being king. Balasa, shall we say, yes, the balkoko? I mean, kesef, starren, beer, had the chupe of being effective. In certain case, Balkoko, Balkoko. So Shekin, Rashi says, Shekin Baume, Bir Vivome, Stab Lirishi, in case it's almost real. So, therefore, the question is, how can Rabune learn how it is Rashobe, Mamatsinu, Mamkesh, Stab Bir, which are relatively cow and they are killing. So Kupe which is relatively homo, certainly can, but maybe these three which are relatively cow in one respect, in the respect that they cannot be game here, but on the other hand they have the chumre that they are affected by Koko, Mashenki, Kupe. So we don't have any situation where it's affected by Koko. So he says, der Avune kesset mir bliches mui aschke von Balko. So, but we don't find that kesset should have the chumre nishis. Nishis. So, kesset so is effective Balko for we gabi mechiras abbas, but it's not nishis. And even the Kodjaran Tamshah, as we saw before, that it means the fact that the woman can be Yaipa, but that Keset is originally not given the Terastushi. Some Melee, we don't find Keset about Nishis alcohol. Oh, my God, stay tuned, we don't know. Chodin Sholishnam against Avune, the Sholishnam with our Goitnam. The Torah of Avune, the Tchukitz Gene. So the Mishnah, instead of saying that the Misha Niknes, the Sholish Dorachim should say, we are the Dorachim. So that indicates that a Misha is not Niknes, the Chukitz. That's one kasha against Abba. The way he learns out in Matzino. One. From what? From Kesephtawubiye, which are relatively cow. And still the Akine, so Fupa, which is relatively homo. Should also be Kine, or certainly be Kine. But how can you learn out of Matzino of Fupa from am Kessel Stau Bier, die Wolk Ruhm Kuppe, die Meere Sauer und die Duschen, die Gamme Kuppe Schaloya und die Duschen, die Kuppe Schaloya und die Duschen, how can we say that Kuppe is relatively hot? How can we say that hope is already hope? Why? Because it is gainmaker. Whereas Kesef Shtarubiye is not gainmaker. But hope is gainmaker only after Kesef. So how can you learn out that hope should be gainmaker without Kesef? And the second time against Avunus Yalfus. Wait for the national reality around the bush. The Hidamuna of the Paul shall be pushing. The Hidamuna Hooper shall be out of the bush. Hooper shall be pushing. Come on, buy it. Hold the camera. You move man down to it now. There's no cash. Tanan means that you see the head of the tunnel. Means that you see the head of the rickathon. The Tanan Mishni only mentions those kinyonim of Dushim that are written the Ferish in the Torah. Written the Ferish in the Torah. But Chuppe is not written the Ferish in the Torah. Und die Kamera klum kuppel die Meere sau die Büschen, da wurde Name hoch immer mal. Und ma kese fin dienere ha kese. So kese is well to be kao. Because vis-a-vis chupp. Because chupp is effective after kese. But kese after kese is not effective. Suppose it's in Kaddish, the issue of kese. And then and then 30 days later, 3 months later, a year later, he gives a kesef again. Mishin Yisur. So it's not effective. So kesef is loyalty to Kaal vis-a-vis chupo. Because chupo is effective lach kesef. And kesef is not effective lach kesef. Uma kesef in the lach kesef. Is kene ושידי מרס, הכסף, על ידי חומו, הם יודעים שתיק. שתי תשובים דבר לא מחכים על כסף. הוא אומר את זה כבר, שמרס, ושידי מרס, אבל הדושן, איך אתה בולו, כשהוא הדושן, מחופש על דושן, מחופש על דושן. Why? Because of his special tzeras akosu. But the chupe that requires dasa, a chupe tzoras lasis mia. The ravune kesef yishes mi lash tana balko. Avo ti shogu, shogu kabish tana balko. The kolom of him kibu shogu mi dasa o, we call him balko. Kibabish tzvei, the chupe namash tana gaigavu. שאוב מייסר, אז פיתיק תנו לחופי. is the eternal heart.